This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guests today are twin sisters, and they're doubling up their talents and compassion to rescue dogs from the streets of Houston and beyond. I mean, their mission is all captured in a very powerful new documentary. It's airing in theaters. It's also streaming on places like Amazon Prime and Apple TV. The film is called For the Animals, Unlocking Humanity, One Dog at a Time. And here to share their rescue work are these awesome possum sisters. Let's give it up for Tama Lundquist and Tina Lundquist Faust. Welcome, welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Arden. Nice to be here. So happy to be here. Thank you.
Hey, pet pals, Tama and Tina, they're major philanthropists for animals. They're also co-presidents of the Houston Pet Set. And strap yourself in, because they're going to inspire you, motivate you to help animals. We're going to find out all about this after we take this break. So you know the drill. Sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I am digging that I have a double duo. Well, duo is two, so there you go. My English teacher would be yelling at me from high school. But we're talking about twin sisters from the Houston area, Tama Lundquist and Tina Lundquist Faust. And together, they are helping street dogs in Houston and beyond. I know that you're going into some pretty sketchy areas, all in the name of helping dogs that need homes. I'm going to start first with, I don't know, should I do alphabetical? Tama, we'll go first with you. What are you doing and why? Why are you doing this? Because you know what? It's not an easy job.
It's not. It's really backbreaking and heartbreaking most of the time. But when you see the suffering, if you're problem solvers like Tina and I are, we cannot turn away. You cannot turn away. You see the suffering and you want to do something. How can you just leave a dog with a broken leg limping alongside the road? How can you leave a pack of puppies whose mother has abandoned them or may have been shot and just leave the puppies alongside the street? So when we both moved to Houston, Tina before me, I came a few years later, and we saw the suffering. We couldn't turn away. And it's been our life's mission since then to alleviate this suffering and find solutions to these problems.
You said two powerful words, heartbreaking and backbreaking.
Yeah.
And that says it all. Let's go with you, Tina. I mean, Houston's a big city. Houston fends off hurricanes. really nasty humid hot temperatures. It's a growing metropolis. There's a population that has three or four legs that need our help. So why are you digging into this?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because Houston does a lot of things well, really well. I mean, like you said, after Hurricane Harvey, you know, our city just did everything we could to recover. We've got medical here. We've got innovation. We've got space. We've got oil. Yeah. And gas. We do a lot of things. We've got great sports teams, but we fall so far short when it comes to animals. So we're digging in because we see that this is a solvable problem. And as Tama said earlier, we can't stand to see the suffering. Once you see it, it's inhumane to look away. And so when we know that there is a way to help animals, when we see a path forward, we're on this journey and we'll see it to the end. We believe we can get to manageable populations in the city of Houston and beyond. And so our goal is to continue to spread the word, attract resources, and work towards solving this.
So that's a perfect segue because on your site, I want everybody after the show to please go to HoustonPetSet.org, and it's partnerships, it's research, it's events, it's grants, it's on the ground doing, right? So you had an event in early September. It was a big fundraiser. What was it called, Tama?
It's called the Fierce and Fabulous Swarm.
I love that.
It is a fun event. I think the name sums it up because it is fierce and animals are fierce and they fiercely need to be loved and they fiercely need to love. And it's also a fabulous event. It's one of the best events of the season. And this year did not disappoint. We had wonderful supporters show up. We had a few celebrities.
Oh, come on, do a little name dropping.
No, you've got to go to the website to see it. Go to our website, HoustonPetSet.org, and you're going to see some photos and a lot of excitement around this event every year because it raises funds for the other animal nonprofits in Houston, once again, doing the heartbreaking and backbreaking work of animal rescue. And they're out on the front lines every day, putting out fires, taking animals off the streets. They're very focused on that. So when it comes to fundraising, it's difficult for them. And it's one way that we can help them help the animals on the front lines.
I like that. You want to add anything to that, Tina?
Just a shout out to all those rescue groups that are doing this work. I mean, Tam and I sometimes get a lot of camera time and attention, and we are just a small fraction of what's behind us or what's in front of us, I should say, because they're doing the really difficult work, and we're just a representative of all those ambassadors for the animals.
Can I add something, Arden?
Sure, go for it. Go for it, Tama.
The 70 rescue groups that we support, 70 wow. plus, their budgets are around 60, 67 million annually. Our city and county combine only spend 19 million. So
are you kidding? Wow.
Not kidding. So really the lion's share of the work in animal rescue and making Houston as good as it is in animal welfare comes from these nonprofit groups. So as Tina said, shout out to them. We can't imagine what the streets of Houston would look like without them.
Wow, that's pretty off. It's almost three times the difference from what the city has allocated. So your mission and your message is getting heard. And tell us about this documentary, because first I want you to tell us a little bit about the producer, because she's got a pretty interesting resume. And I'll start with Tina. Tell us a little bit about the producer and tee us up a little bit about this documentary now airing called For the Animals, Unlocking Humanity, One Dog at a Time.
So Arden, are you talking about our directors, the two Jane Monks that we love so much?
Yes, my bad. Yes.
So our directors are two Jane Monks who also have done award-winning documentaries about human trafficking. And we met them and our kind of hearts aligned, believe it or not, because we love animals so much and they love animals and believe in nonviolence. And so the cruelty, the neglect that we see in animals actually translates to violence. When you see an animal starving to death, hit by a car, dying on the end of a chain, whether it's because of heat or cold weather, which happens all the time in Houston, that's violence. And they said, we want to help you spread this message. So we're so blessed. We can't imagine having done this movie with anyone else. And we truly believe that it was universe-driven, angel-driven, God-driven, that our paths crossed.
So shout their names out, because I'm going to hear them on stage someplace winning an award.
Yes, Siddhali Shree and Anubhuti. And they're both Jain monks. They have a retreat center in North Texas. And they're really extraordinary Renaissance women. You know, they do everything.
Well, one of them wasn't she a combat veteran in Iraq?
Yes. Yep. Yep. Siddhali Shree was. And so she left there with PTSD. So she understands trauma, which is really interesting because she identifies with the trauma that pets experience as well. So a pet that's been in an abusive home, they experience that trauma too and have to decompress.
Yeah. Well, we're all sentient beings, and people need to always remember that. I've actually studied some Buddhism. So as a philosophy, not as a religion. And it really has opened my eyes to some of the things because, you know, every sentient being has emotions and feelings and memories. And Tama, how long is this documentary? How long did it take to produce? And what's your big message you want to get out so people start popping the popcorn and watch and then do something about it?
Thank you. Yes. The documentary is 73 minutes long. It is interesting. Even if you're not in the animal world, we've been told that it's interesting. Not a shout out to us at all. Shout out to the movie.
No, that's all right.
But it's an interesting documentary. And we made it because we have been really trying to motivate the leaders of Houston, not only in politics, but business owners, leaders in Houston to do something about this problem. Make Houston proud for another reason. And we haven't. We've seen some progress, but not the amount of progress that we need. So we thought that this was a way to shine a light on the issue, get national resources behind it, and the attention hopefully will lead to better decisions and a lot of funding and just catching up or maybe jumping ahead compared to what other cities are doing in the U.S. when it comes to animal welfare.
So the show is airing in theaters. But it's also, there's other options. So who wants to grab that one? How can people see this movie? I do want people to go after our show to fortheanimalsmovie.com. But can either, who wants to jump in? Raise a paw.
I can jump in.
All right.
You pause up.
For 200.
I got pause up.
Pause up.
You can watch it on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Vimeo, YouTube, and a lot of other streamers. They're all listed.
That's great.
.com. Yes. Yep. And we're so blessed. People in more than 30 countries have watched the movie already. And we feel like it's getting traction the way we had hoped and prayed. Put a paw up. We also will be doing more screenings. So currently it's not in theaters, but we will be doing more screenings because we've had requests from all over the US and even as far as London to do this screening of this documentary. So we will be doing that late September, early October. Look to fortheanimals.com.
Fortheanimalsmovie.com, right?
Thank you, Artie. Look at fortheanimalsmovie.com and we will be listing the cities that we're doing the screenings in.
That is so fun. I just want to drop a little thing. I just got back from London and Paris. So with my sister on a long awaited sister trip. So I was going to try to take her to see the Barbie movie in London, but maybe we should go back and see your movie in London. I just have to buy a winning lotto ticket first. Tina,
both.
You're going to jump in and say something.
Yes. And people can request screenings as well.
If you're
in a city or you want to do one at your home, your place of faith, your place of worship, this movie can be screened almost anywhere. Additionally, it would be great for students, universities, elementary schools. There are cuts and versions that work with all of those. It can be as short as 30 minutes or up to 77 minutes. And churches too, because we really feel this is an ethical, moral issue to take care of these animals. We took their ability to survive in the wild away. We domesticated them. So it's our responsibility now to take care of them. And as the quote says in the movie, we have failed them so miserably. We have. So churches also, it's an important philosophical question, but we believe it's ethical and moral responsibility to care for these creatures.
Can I say amen, sisters? All right. That's awesome. Hey, we're speaking with a powerful twins. We're talking, of course, about Tama Lundquist and Tina Lundquist Faust. They're in the Houston area. They are the co-people behind the Houston Pet Set, and they are the focus. Well, the pets are the focus. They're sort of your guides, if you will, in a powerful new documentary called For the Animals, Unlocking Humanity, One Dog at a Time. We're going to dive in more after we take this break. So everybody just sit, stay good, listeners. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. CATTREETRAY.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Amy Schumer. You're listening to Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio, where they keep it real and make everyone feel like their pet.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Obehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I got a pair of new pals. I really admire what they're doing. And they answer to the name of Tama Lundquist and Tina Lundquist Faust. They're sisters. I know people are waiting. All right, which one of you was born first and by how much? All right, Tama, go ahead. Little older sister bragging. Let's go.
I take it very seriously. Tama, by 12 minutes, first grandchild born on both sides of the family. So it's a very serious role.
All right, Tina, your comments coming in runner up, but not. To me, you're not second. You guys are tied in my hearts. But how do you handle an older sister of 12 minutes?
Oh, I just listen.
And as twins, do you finish each other's sentences? Let's hear you say it.
Oh, yes. Sure. Always. Yep.
It's they almost said the exact same words at the exact same time, everybody. That's pretty good.
We almost showed up with the same outfits, which happens so many times.
How do you feel about that, Tina? I mean, is it cool to wear a same outfit as your sister? Or I don't know, is it better when you're younger? I don't know. What's the deal? I've never been a twin. I'm the youngest of three sisters, and then we have a kid brother. So I didn't have to fight in the womb for any kind of identity here.
We actually like it. I mean, and it does happen a lot where we'll show up at the same meeting wearing the same jacket or the same whatever. And it's so okay with us. It's just part of, we don't know what it's like to not be a twin. So it's normal for us. People ask us, you know, what is that like? And we're like, oh, it's all we know.
Yeah. And Tama, all right, come on, confess. Have you ever played the role of Tina? And Tina, have you ever played the role of Tama? Could you guys do it? Pull it off?
Mm-hmm.
Switch?
Oh, I think we could easily. We did it in third grade. We've done it on the phone. I don't know that we've done it. Well, we've done it in person, but only because somebody might mix us up and have a full-on conversation with me and think it's Tina. And I feel too badly to tell them that it's really Tama. So then I have to find Tina and relay all the information so that she's caught up the next time they get together. And it happens to Tina all the time too. I was actually kissed once by a man and he saw the look in my eyes and he goes, oh, wrong one.
I mean, I watch the Property Brothers on HGTV and they have a great time. There is a kindred spirit. I know I'm close with my sisters and my brother, but I can't imagine there must be a super closeness when you share a womb for 9 months. Right, Tina?
Oh, yes, there is. And one other story that Tama forgot was when one of us had too many speeding tickets. So we got duplicate driver's license. So in case there was another infraction of the law, the license was not retracted. The other sister could afford one infraction on her record. So I'm not sure if Tama remembers that. But
of course, you needed my driver's license and I was happy to give it to you.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Now, for any of you law enforcement people tuning in, I'm sure that happened a long time ago, not in the Houston area. So don't be go tracking them down. Right, ladies?
Right. Yep. Leave us alone. We've got work to do.
So you both have rescue animals. I call any pet like my dog Kona and my cat Casey shelter alum. I want to pump up the shelters. And if you are fostering, which bless people that do, my oldest sister and her husband do that in outside of Chicago in a town called Dyer, Indiana, and they're getting a lot of dogs from Houston that come through their house on the way to adoption. I call it a foster success. If you find that that dog is really a good addition to your family, I hate the term foster failure. Tama, you're shaking your head. Can you help me with this? Can we finally get rid of that term? It's like, oh, I'm a foster failure. I kept the dog. Have a party. You kept the dog. It worked out. What's your take on my
I love that. We are going to put that in our, maybe on our website. I so
go
agree.
Go for it.
I'm a foster success 2, maybe 3 times over. And it is good. It is not a failure. It is the best blessing. One of the best blessings I've had in my life to have these beautiful creatures, once deemed a nuisance in society, once dumped by their owners on the streets, once shot at, and now they're in my home, and I can't wait to get home and see them. They give so much more than we can ever give to them. So it's been a success from the day I laid eyes on them.
So who's your current foster success? Because they have ears. They're hearing us right now going, is mama going to say my name? Say my name. Say my name.
I have Sonny Corleone, a big pit bull that Tina and I risked our lives to go and get. And he is amazing. He's got the best soul and the best spirit. He now goes into juvenile detention centers with felons 19 and younger. And he tells his story and how life was hard in the beginning. And now he's a contributing member of society. I have little Vinny, who's a little Chihuahua. His owners didn't think he was good enough to keep, so they threw him on the street. Can you imagine? And he came to me so broken and you could barely touch him. He was a bitey little dog. And I said, you take all the time you need, pal, to trust me. And now he snuggles like nobody's business. He's the best, best little puppy. And then we have the OG Sparky, and he lives up to his name. My son pulled him off the street when he was 12. He said the lady was feeding him, not taking him in her home, but my son said, I've got it from here. And he took the dog home and he's taking care of this dog. And he is a spark plug in our life. He lights up our lives. He's got the best personality. So,
I love this. I love each and every one of those. How about you, Tina? Do you have any foster successes?
We have 3 foster successes. Yes, we've got.
Of course you do, because you're twins. You each have to have 3. Go for it.
Sweet Benjamin. And he lived on the streets for 6 years. He was a known street dog until he got hit by a car and loved him back to good health. I could not give him up because once he had to trust me. He had a shattered ankle and a broken hip. And so I had to pick up and carry him and, you know, recover him through 2 surgeries. And so, yeah, he's our sweet boy. Then we got our precious Elfie, who is also a street dog. He was also a victim of cruelty. He is, we call him little squirrel brain because he's just the happiest little thing. He's just looking for the
squirrel.
The next party. Yeah. And he lights up our lives. And then our most recent baby is Remy. He was another victim of cruelty. He was beat with brass knuckles and starved almost to death. He spent 11 days in ICU. And even though a man beat him and starved him and was very abusive, he's my husband's dog, and he loves our Tyson. Tyson's my husband, loves him so much. He sits in the window and waits for him to come home all day. And it's really precious.
The Sensational Six.
Yes.
And two homes coming from the streets, abandoned, beaten, and hurt. There's a special place in heaven for you all and others that do that, which gives us to the call of action. And that is this, that there's a lot of things people can do. They don't have to be millionaires. They don't have to have zillion amount of free time. I noticed on your site, you kind of listed some things that people can do. Let's start with number one, adopt, don't shop. We'll go with the youngest twin, Tina, on this one. What do you mean by that?
We would like for people to adopt. In Texas, we euthanize at least 100,000 adoptable animals every year. Those are the ones that don't have behavior issues or major medical issues. They just get not even euthanized, killed. Euthanasia is a different definition, but they get killed because there's nobody available to take them into their homes. So why would people buy an animal when there's beautiful animals like our Sonny, our Benjamin, our Remy, Alfie, Sparky, all of our dogs, Vinny, available for adoption? Adopt, don't shop, and put the breeders out of business. We know that there are good breeders. There are more bad ones than good ones.
Good. And number two, foster. We just had it as illustrated by Tama and Tina. And like my sister, Karen, she's a retired nurse and her husband's a retired master welder. It sounds so powerful. And they had a dog. They were trying to get adopted, a foster dog. And Karen was in Europe with me. And every day she would call her husband and she would say, Rick, any updates? And the dog got adopted like 3 days later and we were all excited. So it was like a party. I'm in Paris and London. I got to be honest with you. I had more excitement in that hotel room with my sister, getting the play-by-play on how, I think his name was Charlie, how Charlie got a home. So Tama, foster, you do it. Help, any tips on how to foster?
And bless Karen for her work. Yes, foster, there are shelters and rescue groups who have too many animals right now. If you open up your home, a lot of times all of the costs will be covered by the rescue group or by Houston Pet Set. If you could just open up your home, take an animal in for a few days to possibly a few weeks, maybe a month, and then let it go to its permanent home, that opens up the rescue groups and the shelters to pull another animal from the street. You are not saving one life. You are saving two lives, maybe multiple lives by fostering. Please foster if so inclined and if you have the availability to do so.
I love that. And I got little Emma, my Gemma, from the streets at the start of COVID. Someone must have dumped her. It's my first Chihuahua mix, so I kind of know what you're talking about with your Vinny. And Emma, my Gemma, had no collar, no microchip, and was full of heartworms. I thought she was a senior dog. She was so lethargic, and she kind of moved like a cast member of The Walking Dead. But we got through the heartworm with the help of the great team at Casa Linda Animal Hospital in Dallas. Shout out to Dr. Deb. And Emma has now shown her personality. But like Vinny, she's like, what do you mean? Don't touch me. Don't touch me. And now she's like, hi, my name's Emma. I just got my canine good citizenship and I'm working on my therapy dog. And she is a jewel. And what a thing to see an animal blossom once they feel healthy, once they feel safe, and once they feel loved. Would you say that, Tama?
Their hearts are unlike anything that we can even come close to, I think. They forgive, they love, they care, they feel. They are heaven on earth. I'm so glad that Emma is able to be her true self. They have souls. You look at the different personalities, you have to believe that they are special souls on this earth. They're angels on earth, and we are blessed to have them. They will give you more than you ever give them, even as a foster.
I agree. I can't believe the show's wrapping up. Each one of you, what's something each one of you wants to say? We're going to go with the oldest this time by 12 minutes, and that is Tama. What's your parting message you want to share? Because this show is heard all over the world, and we are the longest running weekly pet podcast on the planet, the Obehave Show. So we've got a few people tuning in.
I'd say Obehave and take care of your animals. At the very least, Do not be a part of the problem. Don't chain your dog up outside and leave it without water, food. Don't be a part of the problem. Be a part of the solution. Take care of these sentient beings, as you said. And you could do that in a multitude of ways. You can go to our website, HoustonPetsHouston.org, and see all the ways you can contribute to
Brava. Nice job. Nice job, Tana. A little competition there, Tina. Step it up. Here we go.
Everybody can do something, we say, whether it's provide your shelter or a rescue group with a bag of food, $10 buys a microchip. Everybody can give just a little bit, even if it's one time, it'll make a difference. Microchips, dogs that are microchipped have a 95% chance of being returned to their owners. That makes a huge difference, and it's only $10. So yeah, everybody can do a little something. And as Tama said, if you can't contribute, at least don't be a part of the problem. That's the message we want to get out.
Excellent. Excellent. Take a play bow. There you go. That's a good one. Hey, please, I've said it, but I'm going to say it again. Check out HoustonPetsHouston.org. Lots of things there that can help you see what you can do to help animals. And definitely check out ForTheAnimalsMovie.com. And, you know, we're having the holidays are coming, the fall's coming. I think staging a screening party, either in your home, at a local theater or something, to see the movie For the Animals, Unlocking Humanity, One Dog at a Time, is going to be a memory maker and a catalyst for action. So I'm so honored that you both have been on our show. I also want to shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the surgeon of sound. He's also a musician. You got to check out some of his songs. He's very talented. And Pet Life Radio is the largest pet radio network on the planet. And humbly, our show is the longest running pet podcast. That means we're both not young anymore, Mark, but that's okay. We're ageless wonders, right? I hope. And everybody, I need your help. Please subscribe to my YouTube. It's Arden Moore. We've got over 600 videos. We're going to have a little bit of clips from these two fine ladies down the road. And check out ardenmoore.com. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh, Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.